Florida's junior U.S. Senator Mel Martinez gave his farewell address to his colleagues on the floor of the U.S. Senate this morning. Martinez announced a month ago that he would be stepping down from his seat nearly a year and a half before his first term was to expire. He never gave a clear reason why, other than wanting to spend more time with his family in Florida. As the only immigrant currently serving in the Senate, Martinez was a key Republican involved with negotiations to get comprehensive immigration reform legislation passed back in 2006 and 2007. In his speech, he spoke about the failure to get immigration passed and quoted former President Ronald Reagan.
When he spoke about the shining city on the hill and in his farewell address to our nation, he touched on the idea that the contributions of all individuals are what make our nation great. He said, and I quote, "If it had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here." I believe those words to be as true today as the day he said them, and I do hope that in the not-too-distant future, this Congress will address itself to that very important issue.
And Martinez mentioned the late Ted Kennedy, who he worked closely with on those failed negotiations on immigration. Kennedy was to be honored on Wednesday by the Senate following his death last month.
And this might be a lesson for current issues today, that he could put aside the whole banana in order to get what he could. And so I believe that in working with him and then some other colleagues that have become such good and dear friends like Senator Graham and Senator McCain and many others, who Senator Kyle, who made an effort to get this legislation done, I really must say I leave with a sense of regret that that's not completed. But I do know that that is an issue that will have to be addressed at some point in the future.
Martinez's 15-minute speech was followed by comments from many of his colleagues. His partner in the Senate representing Florida over the last 5 years, Democrat Bill Nelson, has always emphasized his friendship with Martinez, who formerly served as mayor of Orange County and then Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the first term of President Bush.
It is with a great deal of regret that this day has come. I think it's important that the two senators from a state get along, and that is particularly true of the two senators from a state who happen to be from different parties. And it is my hope that the kind of relationship that we had both privately and publicly as the two senators from Florida sent a message to our people that you can transcend partisan differences in order to get things done.
Most significantly, Nelson and Martinez teamed together on offshore oil drilling legislation by blocking an energy bill unless it barred further exploration off the Florida coast. In September of 2008, they accepted a bipartisan plan to allow drilling at 125 miles rather than 50 miles off the state's coastline. Late last month, Governor Charlie Crist named his former aide George Lemieux to succeed Martinez in the Senate, a move that has proven to be controversial as both Democrats and some Republicans have criticized the selection of Lemieux, who has never held elective office. GOP State Senator Mike Fasano.
I'm sorry to see Mel Martinez leave. One would hope, as I did, that he would have completed his term. I think that by leaving early, he did create a little chaotic situation for the state and for the governor. As you know, Mitch and others know that I had suggested to the governor and recommended to the governor that he appoint former Speaker of the House and former Senator Daniel Webster from the Orlando area. George Lemieux is a good friend. He is well respected, and I know George will do a great job in the interim until the next U.S. senator is elected in November of 2010.